ladies and gentlemen of the jury, the prosecution is not going to get that man today. No, because I'm going to get him.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this edition of the Hagman and Hagman Report. We're coming to you live from our radio and television studios here in beautiful Northwest Pennsylvania. That's right, where it's warm, it's cold, it's snowing, it's raining. And I'm just waiting for the frogs and locusts, basically. We broadcast live every weeknight. It's Monday through Friday, 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on the Global Star Radio Network. Also on Blog Talk Radio. Good friends of ours, as is YouTube Live. We broadcast there as well. You're watching us on YouTube Live. I just wanted to say at the outset, folks, there's a little warning at the outset. There's something going on here with our internet connection. Now, just so people understand, we pay more for our internet than most people, a lot of people pay for their mortgage payments or rent payments. We have the highest internet speed up and down. And we have an issue right now. We're not sure if it's weather related or what the issue is. So, having said that, we are going to do our best to maintain the program. I'm got my eyes on Eric the Tech, who's just been bloodying his head against the wall to figure out what the problem is. I hope we can retain. I hope we can stay up during this broadcast. I really do. It's serious. I don't know. I don't know anything. We don't know what the problem is. It's interesting. We had Robert David Steele, the former CIA case officer, clandestine case officer, on last night, and we noticed the internet get a little bit froggy today. Well, subsequent to his appearance yesterday. So, not saying that's a reason for it. Not at all. It was a great appearance. As a matter of fact, if you go to our YouTube channel, and what's that? Are we black? Are we down? Okay. What platforms are we broadcasting on right now? You'll have to excuse me. Okay. So we're live on Global Star. We're live on BTR. We're down on YouTube. And I'm not sure exactly what the deal is. We're not sure what the deal is. All right. So those of you who can hear us, and Global Star is always up. I mean, you know, 99.99% of the time they're always up. They're very reliable. BTR up as well. And here's the thing: we have a contest planned to give away 5 gift certificates from Sherry's Berries today. All right, so here's the issue. If we cannot resolve the internet problems, well, not on the... Okay. YouTube is in and out. All right. If we can't level this out on YouTube, then we're going to delay the contest, because this is an all-inclusive contest. I don't want any, believe me, I don't want to get emails saying, well, you know, we couldn't hear you or see you or whatever. So just understand that. And I apologize, folks. I mean, again, we pay, and just so people understand this, we pay, and this is not to brag or to complain. This is just a factual statement. We pay more in internet fees than many people pay for their mortgages to get the highest up and down, whatever they call them, the speed. And we just had that installed last week that allowed us to broadcast in high def. And you saw it working great yesterday with Robert David Steele and the day before that. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to monitor the YouTube situation. And this is interesting, too. Eric, you don't have to mic up, but pardon me, folks. We're going to talk amongst ourselves here momentarily. would the wouldn't BTR and Eric wouldn't BTR and Globalstar have issues if is it a YouTube issue? I mean, if our internet okay, all right, we do have, but okay, so is it internet or is it just YouTube? Do you think? All right. All right. So. All right. All right. So here. Oh man. All right. And this. Well. All right. So if we go down on this broadcast, we may not be able to come back up again. All right. Just warning everyone. Even though, and this is kind of how, because we're running on multiple platforms, if one goes out, we may not be able to broadcast on all of them, okay, or on any of them, just in this configuration. So just trust us, if we go down tonight, tune in tomorrow night. If we go down tonight, it's beyond our control, you know, and it's just one of those things. But you know what? I've got a distinct pleasure and honor to introduce my daughter, Jackie. She's filling in. Joe is out sick. You know, he was coughing and hacking yesterday. He was out sick. And so I've got my daughter, Jackie. Jackie, you want to say hello to everybody?
Sup.
Sup. See, now she's really kind of shy when it comes to camera, so we're not going to put her on camera. Plus,
I haven't showered.
No, that's not true. You look beautiful. And now, you know what? There's an issue, too, with respect to... I'm not going to even get into that because that gives other people ideas, and I'm not going to go there. And we have our detractors who say, well, you know, prove it. But there are people that don't like us at the moment. So there's a reason why we're keeping her off air, and that's pretty sad, or off screen, which is pretty sad to me. Portions of the nice broadcast brought to you by Policy Genius. I don't know whether, you know what, if guys and women, have you checked your life insurance recently? Well, I'm going to tell you something. If you haven't done so, do so. It's time. Plus, Policy Genius, they're one of the greatest companies. They offer some tremendous competitive rates on life insurance. If you don't have life insurance, why not? Is it too expensive or too much of a hassle? Well, we got your problem solved. Go to Policy Genius. That's PolicyGenius.com. That's PolicyGenius.com. And there, check out the rates. And in fact, get a quote. PolicyGenius.com. It's the best online life insurance marketplace. So, at any rate, so I told you folks that we may be having problems. Like I said, we are having problems. And if we do go down, we will move everything. Because I want to make sure this Jackie, I mean, it's only fair, right? That this should be only, I mean, all venues should be up and, all venues should be up and operational for this contest. Yeah.
Yes, I agree.
All right. And here's the contest itself. This is some good fun news before the bleak news. Okay. All right. Whatever Eric did might have worked. I don't know. He was over there throwing pliers and wire strippers and no, he wasn't. So as long as we're good on all three platforms, we will go ahead with the contest. But it's, you know, it's awful fun. And I want to thank Sherry's Berries for this. We rely on three primary sources of income. Number one is our financial support we receive from listeners. And we do reinvest that right back into the business. You can ask Jackie. I mean, Jackie, you see what we're doing. I mean, we do, don't we? I mean, it's a constant reinvestment, isn't it? I mean, you see what we've done. You're not.
Yeah, what about it?
I mean, it's amazing. Anyway, we thank those people who support our program. So that we reinvest that. And then, of course, we have sponsors like Sherry's Berries and such. who are just tremendous. And then the third way, of course, is the internet advertising. But by and large, the Sherry's Berries, they've come to us and they said, you know, because we asked them if we could do something for our listeners, and they said, sure. So we've got gift certificates. We've got 5 gift certificates for $50 to give out to contest winners. And what this is, Jackie took care of all of this.
I sure did.
You did. And did you? How much did you learn about this? I mean, a ton of stuff about presidents.
More than I ever did in high school.
Presidents and First Lady trivia. And how? So, before we get into the news, how are we going to execute this? We'll ask the questions, right?
Yes, and we will give you everything you need before we give the question. So,
okay,
we'll give the email that you have to send it to, which is studio@hagmanandhagman.com.
Right.
And if there's a date involved, you have to give the date. And we'll give you the question. And please do not put the answer in the subject line.
No. In the subject line only. Berries. B-E-R-R-I-E-S. And by the way, this broadcast is brought to you by Sherry's Berries. And that's berries, berries.com. This contest is brought to you by us and Sherry's Berries. But so in the subject line of the email, to studio@hagmanandhagman.com, subject line for the contest is berries. The answer will be, you need to put the answer in the body of the email. Nothing else, just the answer. Because Jackie is going to be looking through a whole bunch of emails, I'm sure.
If you put anything else in that subject line, I will skip right over it, and I will not open it.
I'm telling you.
I will delete it. I will mark it as spam.
See, she's mean, isn't she? No, and this is her debut, on-air debut, to superintend this contest. So I'm just so proud of her. Anyway, thank you for hanging in there. And if everything stays up, including YouTube and BTR, and well, if we all stay up, if this end stays up, she's going to stay up for the whole program. You know why? Because I super glued her clothes to the seat. Yeah.
Somebody asked, if does it count if answers are Googled? Yes, it sure does, because I Googled all the questions.
Well, you know what? It's going to be the first the first correct answer, okay, in the email. All right, so. And if we don't like you, we're not going to tell you.
But
no, I'm kidding.
I did dig around, so it's not going to be the first one that pops up.
Yeah. I asked her, I said, make it hard. All right. Before we get to that, and we're going to let some people file in as well, but before we get to that, and I do want to thank Sherry's Berries, as well as Pro Flowers, too. What a great combination. And, guys, we have to take care of our beautiful ladies, whether our beautiful daughters for Valentine's Day. I mean, Jackie deserves flowers and strawberries. My wife deserves, who's in the studio with Lady the Studio Dog, she deserves flowers and strawberries for Valentine's Day, and so does your wife, so does your daughter, so does your mom, so does your aunts, you know, sister, just go wild. You don't even have to leave the comfort of your own home. You got it handled. But let's get into some hard news right now first. And one thing I happened to see today, and this was from yesterday. And don't go anywhere, Jackie.
Okay.
All right. Because I might have to turn to you and ask you your thoughts. But one thing, in the American Thinker, this is an article from yesterday, The Blood Libels of the Left, by Sally Zelikovsky, I believe it's how her name is pronounced. She wrote a really interesting article, and we talked about Robert Reich, the former U.S. Labor Secretary, his assertions, his claims that the Berkeley riots were actually at the hands, not of the anarchists, not of the Antifa people, not of the progressive left, but no, they're Trump people. Oh. Well, we talked about that, and I made the comment, you talk about a new definition of Reichstag, all right? But Sally Zelikovsky from the American Thinker wrote that, contrary to the assertions of useful idiots like Robert Reich, and I agree totally with that assessment, by the way, that the Berkeley riots were the work of paramilitary right-wingers, it's increasingly evident, it's becoming increasingly evident that black-clad Antifa anarchists coordinated with Bay Area community activists at UC Berkeley student groups to orchestrate violent protests against Milo. Now, remember that when Milo attended there? And I don't care what you think of Milo. I don't care if it was, I don't care who the speaker was. And nor do I really care what the subject matter was. That's not the issue. This is America. And you are permitted under the First Amendment, your right to free speech, as long as it's not incendiary, calling for violence or overthrow of the government within the parameters, you know, of the First Amendment. But you've got these idiots, these morons like Robert Reich and others who are saying, no, this is, these are Trump people paid by Trump. The Antifa rioters are the same mask-wearing, black-outfitted, Molotov cocktail-throwing, fire-burning, stick-carrying, pugilist punks. I love that. I love that characterization. Featured in the Occupation Manifesto and the Occupation Devolution videos chronicling Occupy Oakland in 2011. What she's saying here, these are the same characters for the last half decade, same people behind the riots. She writes that although some of us sounded the alarm, too few paid attention, meaning that, look, we warned you. And folks, I'll say this before, this radio broadcast warned you about civil war. And you know what? Oh, it's doom porn. It's BS. It's not going to happen. Your source, at the time, the source I had within DHS was full of crap. Why? Well, it didn't happen when he said it was going to happen. Well, you know what? It's happening now, isn't it? We're seeing an ideological divide in this country like at no other time in recent modern history. And we're seeing, well, the civil war in this country, it's a cold civil war. It started. This is my view. The velocity of the collapse, intended and orchestrated, is on the rise. But here's what we need. We need people to stand up against the progressive mental libtards and be willing to be called racist, to be willing to be called names, Islamophobic, to be willing to be called xenophobic. We need those people to be willing to take criticism, to be willing to say this is not right, because the tactics of the left is by any means necessary, and that is BAMN, that acronym. BANM means by any means necessary. And that was featured, that excuse was featured, as well as the showcasing of the Berkeley riots by Ronald Cruz, who said if Milo came again, we'd do the exact same thing. $100,000 worth of damage to property and windows in Berkeley. We are facing, and I submit to you, we're facing the absolute positive inevitability of confrontation. Sally Zolikowski from American Thinker writes that Antifa is short for anti-fascist, and actually phonetically tells you how to sound it out. Antifa, according to the left-leaning tech magazine Wired. She writes, they are militant anti-fascists and anarchists prone to property destruction and online abuse. They double down on political polarization, driving the national narrative even further from the center. And she does point people to a further, deeper explanation into its historical roots. There's history of Antifa in the Washington Post, USA Today, and other areas. But Antifa is believed to have been born out in modern times in the 1970s Germany as a far left communist anti-fascist reaction to the far-right neo-Nazi fascist groups ascended at the time. And you have to go back to the 70s to understand the context of this. But it spread throughout Europe and found its way into here, right here in the United States, where it first appeared here in the U.S. with the World Trade Organization's riots against the WTO back in Seattle. And she writes, like a bad rash, they keep popping up. They've been actively engaged in the Occupy Wall Street, Black Lives Matter, anti-Trump movements, and much like ISIS, independent cells exist all over the world. Now, let me ask you a question, Jackie, if I can. I'm not going to put you on the spot. But I want to know. I had stated earlier that I believe we're in a cold civil war. I believe that we're divided along many lines, but political and ideological lines. Now, here's, and it's real simple. I'm not... Have you experienced, because I know your views, I know, and you don't have to express your political views, they're much the same as ours, you're a conservative, I'll just say that on your behalf, I can speak for you on your behalf, I guess, but have your views caused any friendships, any strains on your friendships?
Yes, they have.
All right. See, folks, you're not alone.
I am the only person in my friends group who, I don't know, who not even supports Donald Trump, but, you know, likes him.
Okay. Well, see, and I submit to you that, well, I'll ask you another question before I submit anything. Do you believe... Are the reactions of your friends, are they over the top reactions or are they?
Yes. Okay. Oh my gosh, yes.
All right.
Oh my gosh.
So, okay.
I mean, my reaction just now was over the top, but yes, they're right. Very dramatic.
All right.
And I mean, I don't know. Yes, they are very dramatic.
So, what you're seeing here is, I mean, I think back to your studying in the Civil War, ladies and gentlemen, and how we were split along ideological lines, you know, primarily, well, over issues of the day back in the 1800s, 1860s, and the lead up to the Civil War, and then, of course, the Civil War, but brother against brother, and families torn apart. And what we're seeing here today is the same thing, but this is more of a cold civil war. It hasn't turned hot yet, but it will, in my view, and I assert that's what we're seeing. We're seeing the lead up to that. So, yeah, and I'm glad you said that. All right. Looks like we do have kind of a full house here. So here's the deal, folks. Sherry's Berries has given us 5 gift certificates to give out to the winners of our trivia contest. And the contest is, U.S. presidents and first ladies, and why don't you tell the people, tell the listeners exactly what they need to do to answer the questions to get the prize.
Okay. Well, if you weren't here 10 minutes ago,
they may not have been.
What you need is a solid email address, and you need to email us.
Wait a minute. What does that mean? You need a valid email address.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay. Sorry, I speak in lingo, you know. You need an email address, and you need to email us the answer at studio@hagmanandhagman.com.
Just so people know that it's HAGMANN, studio@hagmanandhagman.com. Spell it all out. Okay, go ahead.
Do not put the answer in the subject line.
What do you put in the subject line?
Berries.
Berries. B-E-R-R-I-E-S. Otherwise, Jackie will just throw yours out. Okay.
I'll just shut the computer and I won't look at any emails and nobody will get any gift cards.
And then, okay. And then the answer goes in the body of the email. And here's what happens. If you are selected, if you win, we will tell you. We're going to read the first, or we'll tell the people that they won so we don't get, like, you know, 50,000 emails.
Right.
Okay.
We'll announce that we have a winner. We won't.
Right.
Say who
it is. We'll just give you your first name. We're going to have to use your first name and last initial. All right? How's that? Is that good enough? Or?
And we will send you, did you say this already? We will send you an email.
Right.
Saying that you won.
Jackie, you'll do that tonight. You will get an email tonight.
Yes, sir.
All righty. All right. All right, so we got about a minute and a half before the break. Here's the first question for a $50 gift certificate. All right, YouTube just went down. That's great.
Let's wait till after the break, then.
All right, we're going to wait until after the break.
And then we'll do a speed round, five questions.
All right, we're going to do a speed round. There you go. So
we won't.
All right, so YouTube just went down, and doesn't that figure? But, all right, so while we're working on that, and we only have a minute up to the break here, and we apologize for this. But, you know, it's rather interesting because the Antifa network are incredibly well-networked, well-trained very effectively in paramilitary tactics. And writes Sally Zelikovsky from The American Thinker, they are very well-versed in DDoS attacks, okay, in Internet attacks. So this is rather interesting, especially when we're picking on Antifa and the anti-Trump movement. This is rather interesting given all of our internet issues we have today. So, not saying that that's responsible for it, but it's rather interesting timing nonetheless. And we want to be all inclusive with this contest. And so, by the way, if this does go south, we'll just postpone it. But, in terms of, you know, being on air. Folks, you're listening to the Hagman and Hagman Report, or perhaps you're not. Right here on the Global Star Radio Network, BTR, and once in a while YouTube Live. We're trying our best to stay up with the internet. HagmanReport.com. John Rappaport is going to be on the second hour. And John Rappaport has got an article. Go to HagmanReport.com. Folks, you're right back. Stay right where you're at.
Visit HagmanReport.com for the news and articles that matter most. Stay tuned. We will be right back. In a thrilling series of novels, T.C. Joseph takes us into the lives of three families who struggle to maintain normal lives in a world where conspiracy theory and Bible prophecy collide. T.C. Joseph's viewpoint of alternative history and understanding of prophetic events will change your view of the world and the events on our horizon. Kirkus Review states, readers of end times fiction will be hard-pressed to find it done more intriguingly than this. Extremely readable and fast-paced. Blue Wink Reviews boldly states, fans of Tim LaHaye's Left Behind series and Tom Perata's The Leftovers will find this thought-provoking series absolutely riveting. Order your copies of T.C. Joseph's This Generation series from Amazon.com. Book 1, Precipice. Book 2, Pentecost. And Book 3, Penance.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You may never look at your city, town, or its people the same way ever again. Stained by Blood, a murder investigation based upon a true story by private investigator Douglas J. Hagman. Using the character Mark Stiles, Hagman takes you on a journey behind the scenes where the homicide becomes a secondary to an underworld of satanic ritual abuse, child abduction, and even mind-controlled experimentation. A world dismissed as conspiracy by those who want to keep its secrets hidden. Exposing the dangers, denials, and deceptions. For 5 years, a brutal killer remained on the loose, free to kill again. As Mark struggles to navigate the maze of bizarre twists and untangle a web of deeply hidden secrets kept by some of the most powerful and influential people in this community and beyond. Stained by Blood. Order your copy of this engaging novel today at HagmanandHagman.com and click on the link. Stained by Blood.
ladies and gentlemen, to this edition of the Hagman Hagman Report. By the way, the contest that we're talking about is only open to the United States residents. I apologize, but that's the way we have to do it. But hey, you know, God bless
Canada.
Yeah, I know. And yes, so I believe we are at a Cold War scenario. We're at a cold civil war. We're in a cold civil war is what I was talking about right before that. And that's what we're dealing with. I would urge everyone to take a look at the article by Sally Zelikowski, because that is really, I mean, she really lays out the aspects of who is behind Antifa and what we're seeing take place. Now, before we get back to that and get into the contest here, I just want to mention that I had the chance to look over my life insurance policies, and I compared them to Policy Genius. I had done a lot of stuff with an overview, and I found Policy Genius got me better rates than anywhere else I could find. Life insurance, and I want to know if you haven't, if you don't, why not? If you think it's too expensive or it's a hassle, or if you never really thought about it, think about what would you do if something happened to you? PolicyGenius.com. That's PolicyGenius, Genius, GENIUS, PolicyGenius.com is the best online life insurance marketplace, bar none. They give you the most accurate quotes from the top A-rated life insurance companies. They've placed over $5 billion. Think about that. $5 billion in life insurance for people just like you. They've got a really simple, user-friendly website where you can shop and compare all of the top-rated life insurance companies, and they give you the best options. They've got a licensed customer service team on staff to help you find the best policy at the best price. While you're there, you got to do this. Check out their pet insurance, their other insurance lines, from the health insurance, and again, even pet insurance. Lady, the studio dog is just shaking over there saying, I don't know about that. Go to PolicyGenius.com today to save over 70% off other prices for life insurance. When life insurers compete for your business, you save money. That's PolicyGenius.com. And I'm going to spell it for you, Policy. Genius, GENIUS, all smushed together, PolicyGenius.com. There's no jargon, there's no sales pressure, there's no hassle. It's life insurance made easy. Free quotes, no hassle, peace of mind. Don't wait. Go to PolicyGenius.com today. And please don't make the mistake. Just please don't make the mistake of not having life insurance, because 35 million Americans, U.S. families, have no life insurance. That's 30% of all U.S. households. That's horrible. Fix that. Go to PolicyGenius.com today. All right, let's work this out. Now, all parameters again. Emails, answers by emails, U.S. only, and this is presidential trivia. So, Jackie, go ahead and read the
first
one. Wait,
are we up?
We're up.
Are you sure?
For now. So let's go ahead and read the first question. And we got
to
be.
I don't have to go in order, do I?
Do the first one that I selected.
All right. We are going to have, and my mom is not eligible for this. She's over there trying to sneak in an email, but she's not eligible.
We have your IP address, so.
Yeah. I know your email, Mom. It's not going to work. All right. Studio at HagmanHagman.com. Subject line, berries. B-E-R-R-I-E-S. All right. First question is, name two out of the three presidents that were wed while in office.
Married in office.
Yes. And you only need two out of the three, and you need the president's name, the wife's name.
Right.
Her maiden name.
Correct.
And the date that they were married. Ready, set, go.
All right. I'll repeat the question, too. So, there were three presidents that were married while in office. We want two of them. The president's name, their wife's name, maiden name, and obviously, and the date of their marriage. And the first correct answer to studio at email, or studio, yeah, studio at Hagman and Hagman.com email will win the prize. And Jackie is
Stop
manning the board.
Typing, Mom.
She's manning the board.
She's probably just Googling it.
Oh, yeah, she is. See, we didn't share. These questions were actually locked in a vault in the office, guarded by ADT security and an armed guard for the last 24 hours. So, anyway. So while we're waiting on that, and you, Jackie, just go ahead and monitor that and let me know. Again, John Rappaport is coming up, hour number two. But what we're seeing here is this horrific, and I believe this horrific, it's already begun. And I want to also mention this, too. When I was on with Alex Jones on Monday, on the 6th, we were talking about the Pedogate situation. And it has since come out that 30% of Washington, D.C. elite, now that doesn't mean politicians only, it's estimated that upwards of 30% of the Washington, D.C. elite are part of some sort of pedophilia type of activity. There's a number of sources on this. Can I verify this? Absolutely not. I can't verify it. But there is an FBI whistleblower out there who estimates that close to 30% of the political spectrum in Washington, D.C. are, in fact, connected to this elite pedophile ring that has been infiltrated by law enforcement. And let me just say this. The emails, I sense we're getting emails, by the way, just so you know. So the emails, the 650,000 plus emails, as well as the WikiLeaks emails and such, the law enforcement teams, in particular those who went against or went to investigate the Wiener laptop, were, I can tell you that they're active. Low hanging fruit is in the crosshairs. Now, I'll tell you this. There were 42 people arrested in Tennessee in the sex trafficking ring in operation in Tennessee. It was during a sting targeting human and sex trafficking in Memphis. This just released today, Jack Phillips, Epoch Times. The Tennessee Bureau of Investigation in a release said that 38 men and 4 women were arrested, including 8 men responding to ads. Well, there were ads, and I'm not going to get into the whole thing, but there were ads. But 8 men responding to the ads tried to buy sex from a minor. Meanwhile, those arrested include a medical professional, engineers, law student, tow truck driver, construction workers. It just ran the spectrum. I do suspect that some of these, the 474 arrested, as reported by KTLA out of Los Angeles, and I've seen reports to the contrary, but I'm here to tell you I do believe, because of the Hollywood connection to D.C., that 474 were arrested, that does have a tangential relationship to what we saw in with the emails. Also, Bucks County, Pennsylvania, that happened last week as well. And there was a Long Island priest that was arrested, a priest for an Episcopal church that was arrested. So you're seeing some movement here. There's also some information that once Session gets seated and confirmed, they are going to be looking into the pedophilia cases. Now, it's also my understanding, this coming from my source, don't get your expectations high. If you think, for example, you're going to see Pelosi, you know, being, and I'm using her as an example, please, or some Hillary or somebody being perp walked, you may be highly disappointed. All right. But there will be some inroads made because there's people already talking in anticipation of this. All right, Jackie, let's go.
Tell them to stop.
Okay.
There's so many.
I think, okay, do we have a winner?
Yes, we have 10 winners.
All right. So the first, okay, let's pick out the first one.
The first person to.
First name and last initial. Can we do that?
Yeah, but the first winner, their email address, they do not have a name.
Okay.
As their email. So I don't know their name.
So, without the end, just whatever is before the at sign. Okay. Can we do that?
Sure.
All right.
It's a bunch of letters.
Okay, so give the bunch of letters before the at sign.
LMCGREGORCPIM.
All right.
You won.
So we have...
Congratulations.
There you go. So we have a winner for the first question. Thank you. And good job to everyone else. And we do take these by timestamps, right?
Yes.
Clearly the timestamp. Okay.
But now that person has won, you cannot answer any other questions.
That's right.
The people who answered the first question but did not win, you can answer until you win.
And folks, look, this is our first time doing this. All right. This is our first time. I'm not a radio host, talk show host. Please. Go easy on us. All right. We talked Shrewsbury's into doing this, and I'm going to tell you something. They're pretty cool for offering this. So this is our first time doing this, but we're doing it right by the book. All right. So U.S. residents only. Now you will be notified. The first question has been asked, answered, and I'll give you the answers. Or no, Jackie will give you the answers. Okay. For the first question. In case you're wondering.
Right now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, we have John Tyler, Grover Cleveland, and Woodrow Wilson.
Those are the three presidents that were married in office.
Yes.
The years, respectively?
John Tyler got married in 1844.
Yep.
Grover Cleveland got married in 1886. And Wilson got married in 1915.
Perfect. All right. Now, let's do another one. Why don't we do the one that's kind of, you know, you think you know your wife, right? You think you know your wife and you think, oh, I've got a great, happy marriage. Until you don't. Okay. Trouble in the White House? Could it be? Why don't you go to the second one circled on that page?
All right. I love this kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I do.
Listen, pay attention now.
This kind of stuff.
U.S. only? U.S.
residents only? I research late at night because this stuff.
Okay. U.S. only. Answer in the subject line varies. You have to have the answer in the subject or in the body of the email. studio@hagmanhagman.com. Go.
Which first lady was accused of poisoning her husband, who was the president? Poisoning.
See, guys, you think you got problems? You think you got problems? I'm telling you. Ain't a lot of times ain't no what it was. And I'll tell you this, it was not Barack Hussein Obama. Okay, what? No. Michelle Obama. What wasn't him? Michael Obama. So there, I just gave a hint. And it's difficult to kind of put some bad news or this really heavy news about child trafficking and human trafficking in with this good stuff, but nonetheless, here it is, right? But if you expect to see, for example, a perp walk of some of the high-profile people, there's some issues there. I've been told by my source inside the Beltway that there's still infighting going on within the Justice Department, that the Justice Department is going to have to get realigned or will be realigned with under Sessions, and there will be some people going to be tossed out, unceremoniously tossed out. There's going to be some reorganization within the FBI. There are some people that are really upset within the FBI over the way things are. So it's a mess. And I had the chance to talk with Alex Jones about this, his sources are impeccable on this. And he had cited Eric Prince before. He was on with Joe Rogan. It is interesting how he had, I don't know whether you caught this interview with Joe Rogan, Greg Jackson, the author of 40 Things to Teach Your Children Before You Die, frequent guest on our show, had sent me a link to a video that Alex Jones had done with Joe Rogan. And it was pretty interesting that Joe Rogan's level of information wasn't really where it should have been in terms of this issue. So taking a step back, Pedogate, Pizzagate, you have to understand this. Pizzagate is just that slice of the Pedogate. It's just one slice of Pedogate. We are compiling and we're going to be doing a report on it. And even Robert David Steele from yesterday, ex-CIA clandestine case officer, does reference that in his on this website. And if you go to our video channel, if you go to HagmanReport.com, if you go to HagmanReport.com and click on the link to our YouTube channel, or just go to our YouTube channel, and please subscribe while you're there, you'll see, you can access Robert Davis Steele's interview from last night. And, but in the description there are his two websites. And I would recommend, highly taking a read of those, but because he does address the Pettigate. But all of that said, we're going to be seeing some things happen, and I do believe this, in the next couple of months. Don't expect it to be next week. Don't expect it to be a day after Sessions gets settled. Don't expect it to be any, and if it does happen, however, we can celebrate. The issue with the immigration ban, which is not an immigration ban, Trump today slammed the court by reading the federal law on illegal aliens. Folks, Trump is fully within his right as the commander-in-chief, or I should say the chief executive officer of the President of the United States, to enforce federal law with respect to who comes in and who comes out, who's allowed into this country. Well, he spoke to a conference crowd of local law enforcement officers and leaders in D.C. today, and he slammed the courts for what he perceived as lowering he slammed the courts for what he perceives as the I don't even know how to describe it, the misapplication of justice, or even the legislation from the bench with respect to federal law. He read aloud Title 8, Chapter 12 of the U.S. Code, which states this: whenever the president, and that would be Trump, finds that the entry of any aliens or any class of aliens into the United States would be detrimental to the interests of the United States, he may, by proclamation, and for such period as he shall deem necessary, suspend the entry of all aliens or any class of aliens as immigrants or non-immigrants, or impose on entry of aliens any restrictions he may deem appropriate. And folks, if you watch, and I'm going to, and I promise to do this, I'm going to put up a video link, so watch HagmanReport.com, of a video. It's a 30-minute video that really gets into the immigration in Europe. And you may have seen it before. It's not new, but you may have seen it before. And it's really eye-opening. Do we have a winner?
Yes, we have a winner.
All right.
We have 9 minutes.
All right. So
actually,
okay.
Not even.
All right. So, who again, first name and last initial, or the email name before the at sign?
Maui.
Maui?
Maui.
Maui.
You are our winner.
Apparently there was no bliss in the White House during this administration, or at least perhaps not. Who was it?
I don't know if it was in the White House. I don't think it was in the White House.
All right.
It was Florence Harding. She was the first lady who was accused of poisoning her husband, and it was because she did not request an autopsy. They both got sick. He died. She didn't. She did not request an autopsy, and she burned all of his papers. So there's like a conspiracy theory, which I love conspiracy theories, that she poisoned him because she did not want anybody to find out.
All right. You know what worries me, Jackie? And this is my daughter, Jackie Hagman, by the way. You can't see her. She's off camera.
Hey.
But you know what worries me?
What?
Why is my wife taking notes about the poisoning? And why is she Googling? Why is she using Google to search up poisons? Untraceable poisons. All right.
She just wants the berries.
Maui, right? Maui?
Maui, yep.
All right. Maui, you're the winner. Let's go to number three real quick. The third question real quick. You pick.
All right. I think this one's easy.
Oh.
I do.
Okay.
So.
Go ahead.
Be ready to type. All right. Which president's daughter had a wedding at the White House that had... I won't give specifics because that'll make it too easy.
All right.
President's daughter had a wedding at the White House that had a cake to feed all of the guests and the 600 journalists that were also there.
Well, that had to be a pretty big cake.
600 journalists. Who has 600 journalists at their wedding? I wouldn't even have 600 guests.
Wow. 600 journalists, huh?
So the
I know that, that's pretty that's
you can give me the daughter's name who got married.
Yes.
Or the president's name?
No, both. The president and the daughter.
Okay.
All right.
And if you give the year, that is a bonus point. The year that she got married.
We'll just give you an attaboy for that. That's all.
All right.
An attaboy. Hey, great job. You don't get anything extra.
Thumbs up.
And again, we thank Sherry's Berries for allowing us to do this. Well, how great is that? $50 gift certificate. $50 coupon for Sherry's Berries. $50 gift card. $50 credit. Sherry's Berries. Go to berries, berries.com. We love to give things back to our audience. And this, so for everybody out there saying, oh, you just want stuff. That's all you do is, no, here. Now, you know, we're giving something back. So I'm encouraged and folks were looking toward a solution with respect to or see how the courts will rule, or what will happen, I should say, with, you know, what the disposition will be with respect to the, quote, travel ban. But if you watch the video that I referenced, which it'll be up on our website, with respect to what's going on in Europe, oh, my goodness, not good. And that's what they want to do here. This is immigration jihad, and it's really ridiculous. And because we're low on time, because we had some issues with our internet initially, to be fair, how many did we do? We did three? All right.
Trace.
We'll kind of extend this into the next hour, the contest, okay? So, just to give everyone a chance.
Okay.
So we're trying to
we got it.
We got a winner.
Yep.
All right.
We can halt.
Stop. You realize you're taking, you almost blew
some
out
of
server.
Some of these answers are way out of left field, though.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Well, give us the winner's name. And make sure you mark down next to the, who they are. Well, you can tell by the timestamps.
Okay.
So, the winner of this one.
Margo.
All right, Margo, thank you so much. And what's the answer?
It is Richard Nixon's daughter, Patricia.
Yeah. I remember seeing that whole
1971,
thing.
1971, Dad, because you're old.
I know.
You're
I was going to say I was there, but no.
How old were you in 1971?
I'm not answering any questions about my age. All right.
Tell you how old I was. Negative.
Yeah, you were. Yeah. So here we see this very blistering attack by Donald Trump, with respect to the this. Reading the law, I guess it wouldn't even be a blistering attack, but certainly laying the law down literally about the. Keeping America safe. And, you know, we're seeing a lot of fake news with respect to this and a lot of this whole thing is out of control. So tomorrow's going to be an interesting day with the court ruling. Let's get to number four. If we have to, we'll hold the fifth one over the second hour.
Oh my gosh, you're really pushing it.
I know. We're pushing it hard, folks. Sherry's Berries. Go to Berries, B-E-R-R-I-E-S. And if you don't win, go to berries.com and order the strawberries for your lovely wife or sister or daughter, friend, whoever. Go ahead. Let's go to another one.
All right. The next question is, which first lady placed an order for purple silk shoes from London for the wedding?
Man, I had a hard time with this one.
It's really easy, actually.
Which first lady placed an order for purple six shoes?
Silk.
Purple, what did I say?
Six. She doesn't have 6 feet.
Purple silk shoes. Oh, that's your writing there. Okay, purple silk shoes from London for the wedding. I know the answer to this one. I had a rough time on that one. And, you know, the first lady's elegant. Look at Mrs. Trump. Elegant, right? Look, and the elegance of the first ladies.
It's not.
I think it's kind of neat to see. And I know, you know, you look out, to me, you compare the elegance of some of our first ladies versus what you saw marching in the streets. Is it just me? Is it just me? Or is it, totally different? Totally different dynamic there. Totally different set of appearances. Yeah. We just got about 10,000 emails, okay? So, my goodness. Are you still looking up poisons, Renee?
No, she's trying to rig it, and I won't let her.
No, we're not. No,
she
no
wants,
rigging.
She wants the berries, that's why.
I got you berries, I just can't tell you that. I mean, I got you, I bought you berries, but you haven't gotten them yet. See, now you made me tell you. And see, guys, you're going to have to do this for your wives. If you're married out there, there's no excuse. Sherry's berries. Okay. Folks, we're going to be right back with our guest, John Rappaport. And yes, we will continue this in the second hour. We've got the winner to the last or the fourth question and then one more question in the second hour. Start right where we're at. You're listening to the Hagman Report. Joe's out sick tonight. We're running on fumes. The internet somehow is really giving us trouble. However, we're doing our best. Global Star Radio Network, Blog Talk Radio, and of course YouTube Live on all three platforms. HagmanReport.com. Check out John Rappaport's latest article. He's coming up next. Greenovative. Go to HagmanReport.com. Click on the link to Greenovative. What Greenovative is, it's a small company in Florida. They created something called the G-Mag Power Cell. It produces electricity by adding salt water to this unit that recharges rechargeable batteries. It's the coolest thing you'll ever see in your life. It's really neat. Really a super device. You need just 2 teaspoons of ordinary table salt, a little water. But a bang, you're charging your rechargeable batteries. Super G-Mag Chargeable is affordable, it's lightweight, weighs about 8 ounces, it's durable, it's EMP proof, and it's environmentally friendly, yeah, that it is. It'll provide safe and convenient power for recharging 6 AA batteries off the grid when other power sources aren't available anywhere, anytime, in any weather, day or night. Go to greeninnovative.com. That's greeninnovative.com. Perhaps you're a business out there, a small business. Would you like to extend the reach of your business? I bet you would. Would you like to have the same opportunities as companies such as Omaha Steaks and Pro Flowers and Casper Mattress and some of the bigger companies out there? Would you like to have that same power? Advertise on our program. Go to HagmanandHagman.com or send an email to opportunities@HagmanandHagman.com. If you go to HagmanReport.com and HagmanandHagman.com, there's a link where you can. It's a big red box. You'll see it. Click on that link. And go ahead and read the benefits what we have created for you. I think it's a fabulous opportunity.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com.